Whitey, Jimmy. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Just a little tweet coming through from Michael Clayton, of course, one of our favourites here in the Breakfast Club. Another brilliant week by Lucas Herbert on another great golf course where trees are part of the scenery but nowhere near the stage with a smiley face at the end. That little discussion between those two continues to rage.
They need their own reality television program.
They need a podcast. That's what they need. They need a podcast. Clayton and Lucas Herbert. Very funny stuff. Well done, Clayton. I'm sure you're listening to that interview with Lucas. If you missed it, it'll be up on the website very shortly, rsn.net.au. But one of the issues that's been bubbling along in the world of football this year, and certainly well, the last couple of years as well, has been the plight of Tasmanian football and how do we get it back on the map, so to speak. Well, one of the ways you do it is start from the bottom up with the TAC Cup team, the Devils, coming back into the competition. And you need someone very, very aware of the status of Tasmanian football and accomplished enough to lead the charge. And they've done a great job in securing Adrian Fletcher as the coach of the Devils in the TAC Cup. He's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club. Fletch, good morning.
Hello, Daniel. How are you, mate?
Very well, good. Thank you. Very well, mate. Great to have you on. Now, this is close to your heart. You're a Glenorchy superstar back in the old days. When this was presented to you, or did you get yourself in position for this job, what did you think when they said yes?
Yeah, no, I was really excited. Obviously, the DNA, being a Tassie boy, get back to Van Diemen's land and actually give something back to the locals. I've learned a lot over the journey and had the opportunity to be a coach and then into the development area. And I just know what kids need to be able to get drafted these days.
Fletch, Jimmy Bartel here, mate. Congratulations on the job. You've been a part of footy, obviously, in Tassie. You've been at Geelong, Queensland,
yep.
WA. Why is Tassie footy unique, or how's it different from those other footballing states, if you will?
Well, they got the history of the map on the jumper, and that's a legacy that will never go away for some reason. It's just very passionate, and they've had some great players, Jimmy, come out of the area, and Hudson and Baldock and all those guys. So they're icons that they can try and get young people to understand that you can become an AFL player. It's pretty close to Melbourne. It's got a really good history about the game, and they've got some really good locations with the grounds. Now it's just making sure. It's very hard to get kids drafted these days because the back end of the draft, they're starting to recruit older players, and we just got to make sure our kids get the skills early and can cope with pressure, and that's the hardest thing, cope with pressure in Tassie. It's a country town.
So further, what is the biggest challenge? You said they love their footy. We always know Tassie is a great and proud footy state. What's the biggest issue? Why it hasn't kept, rolling along or kicking along?
Obviously, sometimes recruiters won't pick a Tassie boy because holistically they say they can't cope with the Melbourne lifestyle or the other lifestyle. So we've got to fix that, make sure our kids understand it's high pressure. You've got to be able to live a lifestyle and be able to play the game at the top level. You can't be drinking with your mates at 16, 17 years of age. You've got to be making sure you put your time into your skills and your development as a young age. The other thing we need to fix is they got to live the dream that they're close enough to AFL clubs to see what happens. The good thing in Queensland, the kids walk through the change rooms and they see that Dane Zorko, they see those guys as a 17 and 18-year-old. They're actually touching it. And North Melbourne comes in for four games. We just got to get to Melbourne and go and see what these clubs are about.
Are you comfortable with what's going on, Adrian? I'm sure you are because you've taken on this job. But with all the changes that are being made down in Tasmania to make Tasmania great again, is it all being done the right way?
Oh, well, they've drawn the line in the sand. As you said, they're going to put the resources into it. That's the first thing. Obviously, you need the money on the ground floor with people, staff. We've got to get all the stakeholders on the same page and make sure that we're going in the same direction. We need to get back to the under-12s to make sure that our development programs are starting at a good age and they're learning the skills of kicking, ground ball, all those chaos sort of drills, that backyard stuff that was happening when we were growing up. And we just got to get that right. And we've got to make sure we promote the game and make sure they understand that it's not easy to get drafted these days. And we just got to have the intensity down there in Tassie and make teach the kids what intensity is about.
And is your part of your role as well as coaching development as well down there in Tassie, get the pathway from the very young, the under-10s, under-12s, to make sure they're in the right system coming forward?
Yeah, no, it'll be a top-down approach. We've got to make sure that our under-12s, if we've got some summer programs, are doing high-performance stuff, and we've got to get the volume of kids in there. We've got to make sure that we have some hubs where the volume of kids come in and start their running programs, their kicking programs, and then obviously we'll filter that right up to 18, 19, and then hopefully one day they'll definitely get a VFL team in, which will give them another chance if you don't get drafted at 18. That you get a chance at 19, 20 to get drafted, which is not able now because statewide the gap's too big to AFL footy.
Do you reckon it's the best time to take up a position like this, Fletch, considering the momentum that Tassie footy has had, and even from people in the mainland to give Tassie a team in the AFL eventually, that there's a real support for that at the moment, that this is the perfect job to really reignite footy in Tassie?
Yeah, no, it's a perfect job, other than I've got to buy myself a puffer jacket and a pair of gloves. It's the perfect time to get in, but I'm not looking forward to the winters. But I know that Will Hodgman and the government down there are really keen for this to work. I know the AFL are really keen for Gil, really wants it to work. And AFL Taz really wants it to work. You know, Tricia Squires, he's got some great people now that she can get to put in the areas and make it work. And we've got hubs right around Tasmania. I mean, it's a big state. You can't do it out of Hobart. We've got people in Launceston now, Devonport, in the talent ID area. So that's going to help the program.
Fletcher, the rules the TAC Cup play under, just you looking at it and you've been involved with plenty of young talent, does it best prepare them for AFL level, especially the key forwards in particular, where they can isolate inside 50, but they get to AFL level and they've got defenders around them everywhere?
That's a great call. Great call, Jimmy. It helps the midfielders. We know that because you got a long run and it's 5-on-5 and they get plenty of the footy. But the forwards, they come at the kicker. They don't do the back leads that well when they get to the AFL. And as you said, defenders drop off really quickly and you got numbers. You got to be able to find the holes. And the TAC rules probably don't help that.
Interesting times for that competition, I reckon, with regards to that and the way the game's gone. But you're the right man to have in charge, I reckon, Fletch. We wish you the best of luck, mate. Look forward to chatting to you through the journey down there at the Tassie Devils.
I'm going for the big puffer jacket today.
Don't forget the gloves, mate. Don't forget the gloves.
Have a good one, boys.
Good luck. Adrian Fletcher, an outstanding football person who'll be very, very well suited, despite the conditions, to his job as the TAC Cup Tassie Devils coach from now on. Good man. Good man to have in charge.